So we've been always kaveya the limit of some sort of sefer chassidus or something, and we'll do the same. I'll tell you where I'm taking this from. It's Maimer Beis. This is the Beis Yaakov, it's the Ishbitz's son, who wrote most of the Torahs that we have today are his. He has, or better said, his son, the Baal Tchelos, put out the Beis Yaakov, which is his farm. His name was Rabbi Yaakov. He died in 1878, I think. And he wrote a Haggadah, or a Sefer on a Haggadah, called Sefer HaZmanim. It's quite arichistic, quite long, the long pieces, not your typical short Haggadah pieces. Somebody took the pieces, plus pieces from Beis Yaakov, and Meshloch a little bit and so on, cut them into bite-sized pieces, arranged them in order, and he has a likud in the back of the Haggadah. There's actually two Ishbitz Haggadahs. I saw it a year and a half ago at somebody's house, and I was looking at the highline, and I finally found it. So this is a photocopy, and the print is much nicer. The classic Sefer HaZmanim, I have the old one. It's Rashi print, horribly run. This is really, really nice. And he has an order, very nice, very well cut up. So this piece is the Maimer Beis, Akuf Lamed Ches, Akuf Lamed Hey, I'm sorry. It's the one on the left side. And it is a piece from Sefer HaZmanim. And that's all. Okay, B'Pesach Nema Tam V'Siso Pesach Hashem Elokecha Ki B'Chodesh Ha'oviv Ho'itziacha Hashem Mitzrayim Laila. So there's an adgash in the pasuk. He says you're doing a Pesach because the Kadosh Baruch Hu took out Chodesh Aviv at night. What's that adgash at Laila? What's the, I mean? He took you out. So Chodesh Aviv is Chodesh Aviv and so on. But Laila, that gosh of Laila is, that's the point he's going to speak about. Hachiluk bein yoyim vein Laila, shebayoyim ish his chabrus bein amadregas. Shehanefesh imuchuberes imaguf. Ukamoy shekosuv vikorazal ze. Shekol madrega tu emes madrega shalmaila himeno. Shadoimisasa tsomeh, smechachai chalamedaber. So let's discuss this point over here. He's starting off actually with his point. Whenever you have, Lamasha, you walk into a store, and you want to order something, you're ordering this meat or whatever, or this wine. How do you know to ask for it? The Baal Korchach, there had to be a taste of it first in order for you to want it. So if you tasted once the wine and it tasted good, so you go in and you order it. Or the buyer can sell it to you by saying, this tastes good. But there are to look for something, to want something, you need to be toyim of it first. That's the only way you can reach out for something that you don't have. It's the only way it makes sense. In Tzuras Ha'adam, Re'ia is the sense that looks ahead from the person. So I'm here. Why would I want to go there? The answer is because I saw it and it looks good. It looks better or necessary to go there. So the re'ia is what takes me a step forward. That's why B'makas Choshech, it says that when the Choshech was very intense, that nobody come ish mitachtav, because where is he going to go to? If there's no place that he can look at, then he's not going anyplace. So the darga, the movement of a lower darga, of me to somewhere else, is through Koach HaRi'ah. Let's take it one more muscle, which is much more to home to us. A person takes his guf, and he's mekadesh it. He refrains from eating Yom Kippur, he eats matzah on Pesach, he's nizhar and he's surim and all these things. So it's only because he has a te'ima from somewhere ahead. So when somebody is ma'or you, so when somebody is ma'or you means he gives you the taste of a world higher than where you are, and it allows you to want to reach it and that's where you get to. So the seder of movement in mitzvah, the pnimis ha'odam, starts with what he calls a te'ima, or translated into re'ia, and that's where he goes. So a person, l'mashal, is in an environment where he sees an adam gadol, or he sees people bigger than him, and he reaches out, and he finds it like by the isha ba'etz hadas, v'tar isha, you know, it's nechmad lahaskil taivale nayim. So it's alluring. Yes, I'd like to be there, so it moves me. That's the pasuk v'kora zol zavim by malachim. Each malach sees the malach ahead of him, and the v'kora zel zeh is the malachim, each one pulling up the one underneath. And it's true in a person pnima, his highest chelik of his nefesh pulls the lower chelik, which pulls still lower chelik, and so on and so forth. That's a normal process of going someplace or steiging someplace or growing or whatever. At night, there is nothing like that. At night, we stay in one place because where am I going to go to? I mean, there's nothing around. It's not only that I'm afraid of getting lost or whatever. The first thing is I need to see something in order to want to get there. If I don't see it, I don't want to get. If there's no taivale nayim, then I don't reach out for the Eitz Hadas. So he says. So when it says in the pasuk Laila, it says Achiluk ben yoyim laLaila, sheBeYoyim yesh ischavrus ben amadreges, shaNefesim uchuberes imaguf. Every madriga is toyim something from the madriga above it. So being at a person in his right matziv is lifnei havaya. The person, so ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, in other words, the highest part of the person is reaching towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the next part is reaching to get to that height, and so on and so forth. That's how a person, it goes higher. Yan Shem Roitzin Nasi Lam Fashem Vizel Nikra Boiker Davram. So Avram is caught up always with Boiker, whether it's the Tefillah Shachris is Metakin, or the Akedah, or the Bris, and everything. All the Inyanim of Boiker in Avram is because Avram saw something beyond the Dalai Lama's of the person himself. He had what to reach for, and that's what he reached out to. V'chayref u'kuma laila. So Chodesh Ha'aviv, you have the Chayref is when it's cold, when it's winter, between the person and the ground, and what's in the ground, there's a gap. Right now, when it starts, when things grow, so that Tzemeach reaches up and to the Baal HaChayim and so on. In Chayref, there's a gap, and in Lailo, there's a gap. He says, V'sheyesh pirut v'cholol bin Adam al Adam, keinu yoyim v'laila, sheyoyim u'chibur aguf im ha'neshama, u'b'laila yesh pirut sh'nefes ha'asem ha'ila, v'aguf nishalamata, v'yesh cholol bin ha'nefesh la'guf, u'b'chayim yesh gam ken yoyim v'laila. In a person's life, you also have matzav of yoyim v'laila. K'she'odem o'yimif Hashem yisparach hu yoyim. So when a person's situation, when he sees something higher, he sees something cheshiva, that's called the phase of yom in his life. Okay, so the normal mahalach is that in a tekufa, when there's a hester, and a person doesn't have a sense of Hashem, it's laila, and b'meila movement, his oirus is not possible, because if there's nothing pulling me, then what moves me? There's nothing to move me if nothing is pulling me along. That's the first hanukkah, that's the first point he makes. However, he says, Mikol makom, yesh be'odam gam belayla chayim shiuchal lamad ba'boike, she'neuf men rak yispas lachayim belvad. Aval ikar nekudah shachayim nishar gam belayla b'sheina, u'mizeh nesabrei chodesh. So he poses a problem, so to speak. He says, so let's in the morning, what keeps me bouncy in a day? What keeps me bouncy moving around? that I see things that is yoim. So I see this, I want to go there. I see this, I want to go here. I see food, I'm hungry, I want to eat, and so on. But at night, when everything, once everything is shut off, how do you start it again? If you need the koyach hari'iyah to be able to begin the process, in other words, given that it's the outside force that's moishich you, the outside force that pulls you in somewhere, and at night you don't have that chibur, so where is it happening? What's happening? So he says, So the reality is that the picture is a little more complex than we gave it. Normally, what keeps you moving is that outside force. If I give you a mushroom, it's like a car. Once a car starts, the movement generates a current that sparks the spark plugs and that's how the engine works. Well, but how do you start the car? You know, if the car needs to be running for the car to work, then how do you start it? The answer is you have a battery which can spark. You can't run a car, at least until recently, you couldn't run a car on just a battery. But you must have so a battery has a certain darga of quote unquote life or motion to it, even when the engine is not working and it's not, nothing's generating a spark, it has an inner spark, and that keeps it going. So he says, so a person, what wakes up a person in the morning is that there's something in a person that is a chiyus, even not only mitzad the outside koyach that's pulling you, but an inner drive that pushes you. And it's so at night, when you don't see anything, your guf on the chitzonis is shut down, but there still is an akuda of drive, a blind drive. Let's give a mashal. Let's say a person who matures, grows up, matures, and he sees an akeva, is attracted, and that begins the process of a zivug and so on. Let's say a person grew up without that, automarishan. So we also have in us, so even if a person doesn't have what pulls him, the mashcheni achrech v'narutza, the person is restless, he's unhappy with himself, and something pushes him to start the process, to start looking for a shit or something. So we have what keeps us going on a big oifin, on a consistent, is the outside attraction to something, the outside reaching to something beyond me, that pushes me. But even when that's cut off, and I'm totally dark, there's something inside me that's capable of being nisorer to do something. We'll see soon, maybe there's a name for it also. Because at night, this nekuda contracts and it doesn't express itself. So the pasuk tells you, so the word Laila here is no longer an incidental mark of time, because it's meaningless, really. I mean, the main thing was we do it on Chodesh Aviv. Yes, Chodesh Aviv is this man that we need to mark, and we do it, also in Yudalit. That's important, this man. But Laila, he says, is actually the most the most central description, and we'll see soon how to express itself in the mitzvahs. It was a geula in a mass of Laila. So there was no expression of it. In other words, it had totally shut down, and by the word shut down, it means there were no signs, external signs or symptoms. It's just like Rachmanasan, sometimes a person has some sort of heart attack, whatever it is, heart failure, and for a few moments, there's nothing doing. The heart's not beating, not breathing, and when you shock him, something starts again. So that must have been there all along. In other words, the cholas to beat, no doctor does chias ha-meisim. The insurance doesn't cover chias ha-meisim. There's no meisim. The answer is there was a chias there that couldn't express itself. Whenever you shock it, whatever you do with it, that's when you bring it out. So this nekuda was there. Rak shenish nakudas hashbarach oizu v'seicho. Umizoyis ha-nekuda yishilam shenishbarach v'yischil oiram adeh ha-yegu'ula. Okay, so now he describes a mitzvah, and we'll speak about this in a minute. Alkein tzrichim lechol Pesach. It's very funny. The chiyuv of carbon Pesach, you don't find any carbon, anything close to it. Every carbon you have the meat, you eat the meat however you want to, and that's mechapa. I mean, just the only restriction is supposed to eat it derech gedula, lemashchavam. In carbon Pesach, you have to roast it in a fetal position. That's exactly the description of roishe al krov al kirbo. Shaliyam sumis pas motinok b'mei imoy munach roishe al krov. She'en lo mitzir sumis pashtus. Rak ma she'esh adi aim she'hoylech l'mokin she'em hoyleches. Okay, so he says the tzura of carbon Pesach is an uber, which is the most compressed version of a Baal Chai. There's none of, it's in a position where it's not unfolded, it's just, you have the head, and the whole body is compressed because the body is not in action. I want to talk a little bit about this, he says it very quickly, very mizadik. There's a really deep Indian latent in it. Rav Hutton has a maimon, Rav Hutton is godless, that is able to take very deep musagim, really drawing from very deep makaris, and put it in language that is kind of nigladic language, an extraordinary mimer. He says, you know, we say in the Birchas Krishma of Shabbos, we describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu Gedol Deya, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Gedol Deya, which means what? He's very smart. So the term actually is a term that is contrasted in Sefarim HaKadoshim, Zaya. There is Katnus HaMochen and Godless HaMochen. I'll talk about it. Let's take an example. A child has feelings and senses, for instance, the sense of injustice. A child has that sense. Can he explain it? If you press him to do it, can you actually explain it in him? Can he explain it? Well, why is it fair? Why is it not fair? You know, and so on. He can't explain it, even though he has a sort of a sense of it. He has an intuitive sense of it, without really being able to give a logical framework for what's justice and why, and what validates justice and what constitutes justice and how do you apply justice. All of it is lost to him. But he has a sense of fair, not fair. He has many things that, as an adult, we have a very, very developed understanding of it. It started with a feeling of a child, which it's the same feeling, but in a way that all he has is the feeling, none of the articulation, definition, and so on of it. So we have a little boy who's outraged at some injustice, and we have an elderly philosopher who's thought it through and can explain it, and so on and so forth. So we say that these two things are parallel, but this is a certain meichen de katnus. This is it's a child way where you grasp it in a very primitive way. Primitive meaning you have differentiated all the organs of it, all the limbs of it. It's just an idea, it's a feeling, as opposed to Meichel Gadlus, which you understand it. You understand why it is, you understand why it ought to be, how it is, the definition, and so on and so forth. So we have two types of das that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria. He put into the Bria a das that a cotton would have, and he put into the Bria a das that a gadol would have. And each one of them has a very important role. The fact that we live through it, it certainly we... So let's put it into the words that he's putting it. If our Aveda is to go from Meichen the Kantos to Meichen the Gadlus, and to develop the ideas, you know, a lot of times you speak, most people, if you tell a person who's not, who doesn't know Torah, or is not a Maimon or whatever, that he doesn't believe in good or bad, they will become outraged. They'll become very angry. And when you tease him and say, well, why is this right, this is wrong, this is that, this is that, they'll just get more and more annoyed. You know, if you ever see, I mean, Socrates, or I don't know, it's Plato, Socrates' dialogues, he always relishes grabbing people and they give him some intuitive answer, and then he keeps draining them a cup until they get very annoyed and they tell it they get lost, or they get lost themselves, one of the two. That's a general mahalach of it, where he shows them that they haven't thought it through. So it's not that it's wrong, and we'll see in a second. We'll understand it. So it's, okay, let's see it in two more places. On a physical level, a child starts out, and it's as a mass of cells that are undifferentiated. That's how you start. The process in a fetus is, in the process in an embryo is to develop the specialized avarim. First at a cellular level, then at a physical level, until you have a yitzur that has all the pratim of an adult. But in the uber, as a whole, it's all compressed because he's still that nekuda of extraordinary katus. He's just a nekuda that hasn't. When he comes out, he unfurls himself. He then begins growing. So on a physical level, this is true. And then I want to apply it to the Iker, which is where he's talking about. We hear a lot about Emunah Pshuta. And you ask yourself a bunch of things about it. First of all, what is Emunah Pshuta? I mean, you know, that it's very hard to define something that doesn't allow for definitions. What is Emunah Pshuta? Because I believe. So, okay, I mean, you know, every the jihadist, the every maturif believes also. They all believe fervently. So what does Emunah Pshuta mean? Two, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Emunah Pshuta is all that it is, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a brain? It doesn't make sense. And the answer is, Emunah especially starts with an intuitive sense about things, and that's built into us, and it is right. It, just because our seichel wasn't masigit, just like many things, a bird has an intuitive sense of how to fly that equals the best we can produce it with engineers. It knows how to flap the wings perfectly. It knows how to guide itself. It knows everything. We have built into us a meichen de katnus of toiv, of akar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of emunah, and that's emes. The avoda is to develop it to the best of our abilities, to leave it in a katnistic state. If we can develop it, is an avla. You know, it's like going from being a fetus to being in a wheelchair. We're supposed to unfold and bring out all the pratim. And that's where das comes in. So every person has he has the state of emunah of katnus, which Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, that was the crown. The crown of Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim was the emunah pshuta klaisel. Anyone who picked themselves up and left, went. And anyone who didn't go. And they were in no position to make any type of deep Havanadika understanding of why they're doing and what they're doing. And then they were supposed to start counting sphere, and they were supposed to start. Sphere is a differentiation of the different midas, different anagas, and Matan Torah is the crowning achievement where we begin to understand Arein Sof as much as we can. So Avodas Hashem, in a nutshell, starts with Emunah Pshuta, which is the intuitive sense that a person has in himself of a Metzius, of right, in every aspect of it. That starts the process. Without that process, nothing will start. And then the person needs to learn what drove a person to go look for Emes is something coming from inside. But now he has to find Emes by somebody, by somewhere, by something, and begin the process of developing. So the Korban Pesach is Roishe Al Krov Al Kirboy. It's the position of being. It's also true of Matzah and the Shtei Lechem, that contrast between the two. Matzah is the compressed mass without, you know, it unfolding. And Shtei Lechem is the only, it's one of two chametzes that it's the unfolding of something. It's where you take the same mass and you blow it up. He's saying, when you cook something, it ends up bigger than what you put in. It absorbs the water and inflates. When you roast something, it ends up smaller than what you put in, because the ash takes out the extra, the excess, and you're left with a certain core, with a certain hiskaftsus, a compression. And this was something in them before Bechira. In other words, let's talk about this point also. It's a mistake. Bechira can only reflect Lamashal. If I'm given Toiv and Ra in front of me, I can only be Bocher if I have a Netiyah in me for Tov and a Netiyah for Ra. Then I can be Bocher. So let's go slow. If I'm talking to somebody about doing what's right as opposed to what's wrong, my words can be wonderful words in every way possible. But if there's no nikud in the person that it resonates with, then I'm not saying anything. I mean, I'm saying, but it's not going anyplace. Klal Yisrael starts with a certain nikuda of a sense of toiv that's before Bechira, and it's in them, whether they like it or not. It's one of the reasons, why Rishei Yisrael especially are rarely content with just doing rishis, but they have a need to destroy Torah. It's because it bothers them. In other words, it's there, and seeing someone else doing right bothers me. Just like Lamashal, a kid who doesn't do well in school wants everybody to flunk the test, because that way I don't feel guilty. You know, if I flunk the test, I'm not particularly worse than anybody else. It's true, everybody in Klal Yisrael has the nekuda of toiv, and that itself paradoxically almost leads to a certain desire. If nobody's keeping Shabbos and I'm not Mechal Shabbos, then I have best of both worlds. I'm enjoying myself on Shabbos, and I don't, and nobody's there to remind me that it's not a very good thing. So v'zer shenema hatam al korban pesach hoytzeach shakir mitzrayim laila haynu shehoyu bechoyshech mitzar atzmam shebeoid sheodem bechoyshech yochel imashech achra toiva olishor mishuk tachteha sheloyu hem bechira klal v'loy nechshav lebriyefne atzmam. It says came from Sa'orim, which was a Michael Behema. In other words, there was very little of the difference between Sa'or and Chitim is Chitim has tam. It has it gives out a lot more than just bulk. When the Mishnah wants to use an example for something that's bulk, we use soirim. To me, soirim bezol means it's mechid bezol, but it's soir is meich behema. It's just you stuff a behema. The Gemara Pesachim actually says, you know, when he asked him, did the chita come out nice? He told him, well, the soirim were wonderful this year. So he said, so go around to the behemoths and tell them that that soirim came out well. There's no, it's a Michael that doesn't have more than just the. V'lechein osel is pashet asim zeachag. That's what they stay in. So he says, they couldn't do much. Klal Yisrael could not unfurl themselves. They didn't have. If they would try and unfurl themselves, they wouldn't get any place. Shashem zor heyaz es galus mi furish mi oratika ashe Yisrael olam achshav etchila shekoydim b'Yisraelim hoya mikivun shaloi avur Yisrael or mechuvun shaloi mechuvun. Okay, now let's talk about this point also. It says that Bereishis b'Shvil Yisrael shekoreishis, the world was created. The Maral speaks a lot about that Klal Yisrael's amanifcher. Amanifcher means that it wasn't by the ma'isim. If somebody comes and says, "I chose you to have the highest GPA in the class," what does that mean? I have the highest GPA in the class. You didn't choose me. So, I chose you to bring you into the school. Well, I was the best. So what do you mean you chose me? Choosing means there's no objective criteria mitzad the person, and I choose this one over this one. So what does it mean by Kodesh Baruch Hu? I mean, by us it usually means, honestly, when we say I chose somebody, it means there was some exterior motive. He's not suited for the job, but he's a great friend of mine. I really like him a lot, so I gave him the job. That's what when we say I chose him for the job, even though he wasn't suitable. That's what we mean. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bechir in Klal Yisrael? In what sense is there bechir in Klal Yisrael? You can't say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he chose, and it's based on nothing. It doesn't make any sense. So let's discuss this. And this is, again, this is quite a deep nekuda. He says here a word that he says over here, his galos mefurish me'oir atika. Ashesol machshav etchila. The word atika is used, another place the Zohar Kodesh uses in Beshalach. It says, matitzok elai, why are you yelling at me? Why we mispalel? So the Zohar says, "Batika talya milsa." Labe did tell him it's batika. Atika is the deepest part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga. The word atika can mean ne'etak. In other words, when something has been transposed from A to B, that's called a hetek. Kapi modern Ivrit is a hetek. Ne'etak in modern Ivrit means you were transposed from point A to point B. The word Atik also means old. When we speak about Kadosh Baruch Hu, Atik Yomin, that is ancient, what does that mean? What are we talking about? So the answer is, we're talking about a very primary nekuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga. How do we distinguish the two? How do we distinguish between something that's primary, old, ancient, to something that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga? The answer is like this. Those things that we can see in front of us and understand the process, those are midos and ahagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are here now. This is what I see in front of me. Reuven did a mitzvah, he's a tzaddik, he got rewarded. Shimon is a rasha, he did averus, he got punished. Those are ahagas that are in front of us, and we see them, and we live them, and so on. There are some anhagas that come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu instituted that. And those anhagas, all we know is they're from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we don't have a sense of what they are, or we certainly have a sense of why they are. Klal Yisrael has, so let's look at the two parallels and understand it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael. And we said that the word chose means, quote unquote, without a basis. It doesn't mean without a basis. It means not for anything that we, it's not anything that we see that was done by Klal Yisrael, but rather by the potential that's latent in Klal Yisrael. So if somebody comes along, so let's say, let's go back to the example of somebody who has great grades. Let's say I'm hiring, I'm a big company, I'm hiring. This guy has a GPA of 4.0 and he's done remarkable work, you know, in a lab. I hire him. This guy has a GPA of 2 and he spent most of his college years drinking. I don't hire him. That's in front of me, that I see. But let's say I'm a very big chach, and I dafka pick this guy. Somebody asks, why are you picking him? So, if I say because he's a buddy of mine, I like drinking, and somebody who knows how to drink for 4 years straight would make a great guy in the office. So that's not shaykh. We're not talking about that. The answer is, I say, listen, his 4 and his 2 mean nothing. This person is creative. I see in him, he's driven to succeed, and so on and so forth. I see certain things in him that haven't come out because there wasn't any situation to come out. That's called Bechira. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael. When it says, even if they didn't deserve it, it means because they have the potential to bring it out. So Leil Mitzrayim, two things were running parallel. One phenomenon was happening, and it has two ramifications. We were in the midst of our night, and that's why it's Laila. We showed nothing. We were over the Avodah Zarah. Malachim came and he said, "Hello, Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah." It means Malachim are the first instance of observable phenomena. Like Malachim is the Midas Adin, the Makatri, the Sanega. The Malachim said there is nothing that they have done to set them aside from the Mitzrim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, but this is all about that Nekuda that goes before that. It's the Shorish of Klal Yisrael is Tov, and therefore I'm choosing him for that. Our parallel Avoda is Emunah Pshuta, and this is an understanding how we're supposed to work with Emunah Pshuta. Emunah Pshuta is the deep. At the end of the day, the real Emunah, it doesn't start with Seichel and with Das. It can't. It'll never start with Seichel Das. And Seichel and Das itself is the trunk with the branches, with the fruits even. It's not the roots. The roots of Emunah are the deep in a person, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Noteya Nekuda, and especially in Klal Yisrael, of a sense of the Emes. And that Nekuda stays no matter what. And that's why even Rishi Yisrael, sometimes you see somebody who is very far gone, and it becomes a scarif. And there's nothing that makes sense in the level of arguments that were used that you could say it was such divrei seichel. The answer is, had there not been the Nekuda inside, those words themselves wouldn't do it. It's the latching on to that Nekuda and developing and bringing it outside. So Leil Pesach is called Laila because at night there's no re'iyah, you don't see beyond yourself, you only have yourself. Nothing is pulling you. Something's got to push from inside. It's the tzur of the carbon is Roishay Al-Krav Al-Kirboy. It's the fetal position of where it's almost, it's all you have is the etzem thing. You don't have any of its development, any its opening up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out even when, you know, halolu valolu. Ubira sheyisrael heim toivim, af shel hagavani nira shem chilek nefesh klal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pointed out the act of taking us out of Mitzrayim was that even when Klal Yisrael seems to be no different from Solom, there's a tov that's latent in them that can come out. Rak Hashem's bodeh zeh v'golam. And also we need to do a Korban Pesach to be on that Nekuda. It's an Ace Rotson for that Nekuda of Rotson that doesn't seem to have any physical manifestation, any logic explanation. And this Ziluma said we need to think about it. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us because there's something inside of us waiting to come out, especially things that haven't come out yet, especially things that don't seem to be there. We finished off at this point. This is our Kaddish Raza the Karbonas Matad Ein Seif. It says the side of carbon is Ad Ein Seif. Kadia carbon or the Maimik Becholpam, Berea Shakoil Tolabain Seif. Becholma She Nidmeloy, She Hisik is a Tam Maimik Beze, Berea Ashoid Lehisiklum. Okay, let's finish this last point. He says a carbon is especially. Of the things that we do, let's understand why a carbon is this bechina. What he's saying is there are mitzvahs that develop what we know is waiting to be developed, and a carbon, the lashon hazayir is mati ad ein soif, it attaches you to the ein soif. What it means is like this: whenever I do something, a pu'ula, I can always translate it as adding to something I have. Why are you giving this person tzedakah? Because imagine if I would need something. I can feel his pain. I know that the good is not to live for yourself, and I include the other person. So every mitzvah has a certain seichel to it. It makes it where I can build it on things that on me. So I want to be good, I want to have good, so these are the items that are good. Why are these items good? Because this, and this. The one thing that you can't, when you makriv yourself, when you give up, the ultimate, a person's mosa nefesh, and a person gives up everything, there's no logic to it. There can't be a logic to it. It's not something that can have logic to it, because I'm building on something that nothing. It's no more. I will not exist. I can't say, you know, it'll be better for me if I sacrifice myself. The answer is, but it evokes an akuda in the person that's beyond whatever is there. There's something in me more than myself. When a person is makrib, so certainly a person is nefesh, then it's all, but in a carbon, in as much as a carbon is a hakrava, and as much as a person sees himself as makrib, it touches that which is, so if I'm doing it is because I'm tapping into something much deeper than myself. And that's the lashon hazayir, kadei hakarbon ad mamik b'chol pam, v'roya shakol toli bein soif. V'chol ma shenidma loy shehisek eze tam. So it's always a process. A person has feelings of himself, brings it out, with a seich and das develops it, and then he moves forward a step and sees there's something a lot more that's pushing, and then he works on developing that, and so on. So the grandfather of all of those matzavim, of all those lailas, was Yetzias Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael was down to a nekuda. There was nothing there that allowed for any other development, for anything, for being anything. Even Malachim couldn't see it. All of us are Ozer, and Bimela, it's something which specifically focuses nekuda, and that's that vote of that night. So I guess in the big picture, when we talk about Amuna. Because this is really what it focuses on, it does go in two stages. The yesod and the shorish of amunah as amunah pshuta means the understanding that those very deep feelings we have are genuine. The reflection of a deeper emes that at first stage all we have is the sense that it's there. Nobody nobody believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a dry, logical argument. I mean, he could play with it and say yes, no, maybe, but there's nothing to it. There has to be something in a person driving him. And it, like the Rambam's Lashon HaRa, Avraham Avinu, he had no day, no night. Something was troubling him. Then that's Klai Yisrael's Likuda is Meichon Nekatnos. It's Emuna Peshuta. That's what we start with. And the first Geula of Klai Yisrael, we became Klai Yisrael in a matzah where we had nothing. In terms of schusim, in terms of ruchnius, in terms of even any outward distinguishing marks from goyim. And it was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, pierced where you can see something, there is something. This is the nekuda that's being resolved now. And that's the avoda, whether it's with the matzah, whether it's with the carbon, all of it. And then sphira is the beginning of giving it, of what we do in sphira sa'im is we develop the pieces. Each we open up our pieces until Matan Torah was zeicher to have the musadam on the kisei, the entire tzur of a person completely unfurled. How many people want to daven? How many people have daven?